Some other business news now. General Electric says it will stop doing business with Iran. Or to be more precise, the giant company says it will stop seeking new business in Iran. Its existing projects will continue. Halliburton made a similar announcement less than a week ago. Now, federal law forbids American companies to do business with Iran, but several companies, including these two, have been getting around the law by using foreign subsidiary firms. Here's NPR's Adam Davidson.
GE works through an Italian subsidiary, which sells Iran about $270 million a year in energy and medical equipment. Halliburton's work is through a subsidiary headquartered in Dubai. Democratic Senator Frank Lautenberg of New Jersey has argued that such companies should not be allowed to flout the intent of U.S. law.
Well, I think it's outrageous that companies want to do business with Iran. Look at the history. Iran does support terrorist activities, and to do business with them, while they, in fact, are responsible for death or injury to our troops, I think is traitorous, to say the least.
Lautenberg says the companies have clearly pulled out because they don't want to be seen as aiding a member of what President Bush has called the Axis of Evil.
I think it's very significant. They feel the heat of their ill-conceived business plans.
But Crispin Hawes doesn't agree. He says GE and Halliburton are not leaving Iran because of political pressure. Hawes runs Middle East analysis for the Eurasia Group, a consulting company.
I think in reality, Halliburton's decision is much more a business one. Working in Iran is difficult for foreign companies of any nationality. It can be extremely torturous process, bureaucratically difficult. And it seems that actually for some time that Halliburton's rewards from the Iranian operation have not been that significant.
GE did not return calls from NPR. Halliburton officials would not comment on tape, but sent a written statement, which reads in part, "We believe the services we provide in Iran, while perfectly legal under U.S. law, are minuscule in comparison to the scope of our worldwide activity. The business environment currently in Iran is not conducive to our overall strategies and objectives. If the U.S. sanctions are lifted in the future, or more of our major customers go there, we will return to this market." Crispin Hawes says that following the U.S. invasion of Iraq, Iran is the only country in the so-called Axis of Evil that is susceptible to international sanctions.
The North Korean economy doesn't offer an enormous amount of opportunities for business because of the nature of the regime. The Iranian economy is however, relatively open. I mean, it is possible to invest in Iran.
GE expects to wrap up all Iran business within a year, while Halliburton may take several years to finish the oil field development projects it has already begun. Adam Davidson, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.